Next, you have the substance use screening and assessment section. So for the child and adolescent, you have screening questions in which you want to answer all questions in Part A and Part B. If the client answers yes to any questions in Part B, you continue with Part C. You also have an assessment and additional information section. Here you want to document further the assessment of drug or alcohol use if positive screening is indicated based on the questions answered in Part A, B, and C. Include any other substances if applicable in this narrative section. For the child and adolescent full assessment, you also have a section entitled Parent or Caregiver Comments or Concerns. Include comments or concerns from the parent or caregiver regarding the client's relationship with drugs and alcohol. Also note that there is an MH552 co-occurring substance use parent caregiver questionnaire that you may use to gather additional information. Please note that this form is optional.